The question that I have for you is, if you're not the individual in your ecosystem, in your family, in your friend group, at work, whatever it is, if you're not the individual actually setting the temperature and setting the bar, then who is?
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward. Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast with just myself, Trevor Cowley. Kel's on the road. He hit the open road with the family to, I believe it was like a family reunion or something, 8 or 9 hours away. So my heart goes out to many of you guys with a family and children that have done long road trips. You know, I bet your heart goes out to them too. So you're in our thoughts and prayers, Kel. Good luck on that long car ride with children on top of children on top of children. Are we there yet? Type deal. Anyways, so you've got just myself today, and I wanted to cover a topic that I think is super, super important, and it's a topic that's been heavy on my mind for quite some time. And it's basically like, are you a good friend? Are you a good family member? Are you a good coworker? Are you a good citizen in society? And it's easy to gloss over that and say, absolutely I am. I think I am. I give myself credit for being a good person. Why? Because you have good intentions. Again, sometimes we give ourselves a little too much credit just for the intention, and we let ourselves off the hook for the intent, and we don't have to put action behind it because our intent is good, right? So we have to stop with overcrediting on the intent of what we're trying to do or what we would like to do, and start giving ourselves credit based upon the actions that we're taking on a day-to-day basis to move the needle to get closer to that thing that we want to become. And it doesn't matter what it is that you're trying to become. Whether it's somebody that's physically fit, whether it's somebody that's not a reader that's trying to become a reader, whether it's somebody that wasn't the best example in the entire world to somebody that is a good example. And look, I think this is a topic that I know fairly well because I've been a terrible family member. I've been a terrible friend. You know, I've been a drug addict. I've used pretty much any drug that you could possibly think of, and I was sticking a needle in my arm for 3.5 years every single day. And so believe me, I know what bad looks like. And I know what being a bad son, a bad brother, a bad uncle, again, a bad friend looks like, because that was me, you know, from the time I was, hell, I can't say that I'm perfect. So even now, I probably have bouts of maybe not being the best example in some areas, whether it's my attitude and the way that I approach things if I'm having a bad day and I'm letting it get the best of me. We're all guilty of stuff like that. But to me, what a good friend, a good family member, a good coworker, a good whatever is an individual that's doing everything that they possibly can to live up to their abilities. They're finding a new threshold. They're finding a new ceiling of what their hard is, where their difficult is. And they're setting an example. In other words, they're setting the bar for individuals around them. And the question that I have for you is, if you're not the individual in your ecosystem, in your family, in your friend group, at work, whatever it is, if you're not the individual actually setting the temperature and setting the bar, then who is? You know, who's the one that's setting the example of letting other people know what's possible with a lot of discipline, consistency, and time? Somebody has to be the individual that says, this is not okay. I will not live like this. And I will be the one. I will be the example to everybody else to let them know what's possible, provided they say that they want it bad enough and have their actions follow what they say. Okay? And so let me share a story with you guys real quick so I can put some context behind this and why I'm taking this as seriously as I am. You know, we interviewed an individual not too long ago, a good friend of ours that, you know, he was on the podcast and he was in a wheelchair. Okay. Maddie B, good human being, great man, great father, great, great at a lot of things. He's one of the people that I would say he is a good friend. He is a good family member. He's all of those things that basically I'm asking you to reflect on currently, right? And after that podcast, we chopped it up for probably 30 or 45 more minutes, just sitting in the conference room. And to me, you know, there's certain questions that I have as an individual that I wanted to get into the mind of an individual that doesn't have the ability to walk. Because I remember when I tore my right meniscus and I was on crutches and I couldn't walk, even though I hated running back then, I told myself, man, I would even do anything right now just to run, because I just was, when you're mobile and that's taken away from you, the thoughts that you have and what you say that you're willing to do when you can't do something is a lot different than when you can do something. Because if I took all of your list, everybody that's listening right now, if I took all your legs away for an entire year, throughout that year, you would say, I will do anything to have my legs back. And if I had them back, I would do X, 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 and X. And then if you got them back, the question is, would you really honor that? And the question that I had for him after the podcast, I said, do you ever like, I mean, is that like a theme of yours or like a fantasy of yours to like, you close your eyes and like envision your, like just walking again? And I will never forget the moment. He kind of dropped his head back a little bit and kind of a deep breath aside. He went to a whole different land, right? He was in a different realm mentally. And I'm in the room just watching him close his eyes, fall back, deep breath. And then him say, I would do anything to be able to curl my toes in the sand. I would do anything to be able to feel what grass feels like on my feet and be able to use my toes and dig into the grass. If I had the ability to be on my feet and turn my body and put pressure on my feet just to stand up and get out of bed, he goes, that's, I dream about it. And he goes, I will walk one day. I will walk one day. You know, that he hasn't given up on that dream and that goal and that hope. And that's really, you know, what keeps us all going as human beings. We have to have a dream or goal or a hope, something that we're working towards, something that makes the pain worth it, right? But in that moment, he said, dude, if I could walk, I would not stop running. And I don't care how much pain I would be in, at least I could feel the pain. So the question that I have for you again, are you living up to all of the abilities that you have? The abilities that you have is another individual's fantasy, just so that you understand that we're on the same page. Expectation, okay, is when things start becoming expected, okay, and then become underappreciated. What you expect, you underappreciate. You don't appreciate the sun rising every single morning because it just does what it does, and that's all you've ever known. But you would shit a brick if 2 or 3 days went by, even a day went by, and the sun didn't come up. You would start appreciating what you had by only the fact that it was taken away from you. So why can't we change our perspective and start appreciating the things that we currently have that we take for granted every single day, like our ability to walk? Are you using your body to the fullest? Are you using your mind to the fullest? Are you using your network to the fullest? Are you maximizing what it looks like to be a good example to your friends, to your family, to your coworkers, and to society in general? If you honest to God think that yesterday I just ran a half marathon, again, just because I'm trying to push myself, and after that conversation with Maddie B, I made a commitment to myself that I'll do the two-a-days every single day, that I will start my day with movement and I will end my day with movement. Why? To honor God and the fact that I have these abilities, and secondly, it feels good to move my body. So if I listen to myself and it feels good to move my body, why wouldn't I want to start my day that way and end my day that way? I can give a shit less what you think about how I look. I don't give a fuck. Give me a spray tan and a stage. I'll do the rest, okay? If I really wanted to go that route and compete and do that, I believe I could. But it has nothing to do with the way I look. It has 100% to do with the way I feel. And am I setting the proper example? Okay. Not only that, it feels good to live in this body, a body that moves. And let me explain something to you real fucking quick for the individuals that, guess what? Most of you motherfuckers that are out of shape, and guess what? The majority of motherfuckers are out of shape. So if you're listening to this, that might be you, okay? Or a high probability that is you, okay? You're not honoring yourself, your family, and your friends by not living up to what you have the ability to do. You know you've cut in corners. You know you're going the easy route. You feel guilty every fucking day eating what you eat, drinking what you drink, and living a half-ass zombie-type life. You clock out and you go home to distract yourself from the shitty life, from the shitty physique, from the shitty mental thoughts, from the shitty financial situation. You're spiritually empty. That's the average individual in society today. And guess what? I believe that that's what they're trying to mold. So it's your responsibility to fight the fight. I will tell you this right now. You need to make friends with struggle. You need to make friends with pain. And if you make friends with struggle and pain, you'll never be alone ever again, ever. Why is that? Because guess what? You will have struggles with bad health if you don't take care of your body. You will have aches and pains by having bad health. It will cost you a lot of money. But guess what? If you move your body and you exercise, you're going to have the aches and pains of movement and exercise. So you can determine whether that pain that you live in is due to the lack of effort, or the pain that you're living in is because you have a surplus of effort above and beyond everybody else's. You can have a terrible relationship and live in that pain for the rest of your life and try to avoid it, again, by distracting yourself. Or you can go through the pain of having tough conversations with the individual that you're in a relationship with and try to work through some of those tough things and go through that struggle so that you have something better. Regardless, you will find pain, you will find struggle. Those things are guaranteed if you have a fucking pulse and you live on earth. That's a fact. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no workarounds. There's no shortcutting it. And in fact, when you shortcut it, the pain and the struggle becomes greater. Even though in the moment, your shortcutting stuff feels better in the moment, but long-term, you're creating misery. Because you know for yourself that you're not really doing exactly what it takes. You know for yourself you're cutting corners, and it's called self-esteem for a reason. Because you know for yourself whether you are doing what you need to do or whether you're not. Hence, self-esteem. If you feel shitty about yourself, that's on you. When you feel great about yourself and you're confident and you have self-esteem because you're doing all the right things, you can give a fuck less about what anybody else thinks of you because you feel good being you. When you don't feel good being you, you care about what everybody else's opinions are because you're trying to get validation externally. You're trying to get validation from an external source, an individual, to tell you that you're good enough. When you become good enough for you, you can give a fuck less about the opinions of other people. So that's why it's so important. Are you focusing on the right things? Are you living up to your abilities? Guess what? There's people that are dealing with mental battles as we speak right now at an increased rate year after year after year. And how do I know that? I'm reading a book called Dopamine. And it talks about prescription drugs for these mental things and depression or whatever. It continues to go on the rise. And it's really not combating the problem as they hoped. It's a Band-Aid to the problem, but they're really not addressing the problem. Again, they're trying to cut corners and they're trying to do the workaround. What's the easy route? Pop the pill, boom, and hopefully the emotions subside. But again, it's a Band-Aid because you have to keep over and over and over utilizing this thing to act in a certain way. And I promise you, if you're doing all the right things, you're drinking water, you're getting sunlight, your body's in motion, you're reading, in other words, you're absorbing new information so that you're growing mentally, you're growing physically, you're growing spiritually, you can't tell me that you won't be in pain or you won't have struggle or that you won't be tired, but your cup will be full. Would you rather go to bed in pain and in struggle and exhaustion because of the situation that you're in that's so terrible? Or would you rather go to bed exhausted because you've exerted everything that you possibly could that day to become the next best version of yourself? I don't give a fuck if you can run a half a mile or if you can run 50 miles. What are you doing to create a new ceiling for yourself? How are you putting yourself in situations to create a new difficult, a new hard, a new ceiling of what's possible for you? And I think when people want to make a change, they don't bite off something scary. Like last year when I did the 37 miles for my 37th birthday, that was very, very scary and it was dumb, on paper, because the furthest I've ever had ran was 5.6 miles prior to that. So why would I go from 5 to 38? Because it's big, it's massive, it's scary, and it's going to force me to grow. And when you're up against something big, scary, and massive that forces you to grow, the funny thing is you end up growing. And so I bit off that challenge, and it was a tough one. I got it done, and I grew from that experience. So what are you doing to put yourself in situations that are really challenging so that you could see what you're really about? You don't know what the fuck you're about unless you've been up against a giant, unless you fought a beast and you've won. Last year, the 37 miles was my beast, and I won. So I have a reference point to say, you know what? I am a badass. I did X. And I can tell that story to other people, and they can say, damn, that's crazy. And I get a residual effect of like, yeah, it is fucking crazy, but I did that. So I have reference points to my life to say, you know what? When I'm feeling down or I'm feeling, you know, I am a badass. Guess what? Tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm going to run 13 miles. People that aren't a badass can't do that. So what are your reference points to yourself so that you know for you that you're a badass? And when you know that for you, your confidence goes up, your self-esteem goes up. The problem is you're not doing anything difficult anymore. In some cases, when we're trying to make our way into this world and into life and into business, we're okay taking on challenges and doing difficult things. And then we find our groove. That groove could be 80 grand a year. It could be 100 grand a year. It could be 200 grand a year. And we stay stuck in this groove and we never want to pop out of it. So you were okay facing difficulty. You were okay going through struggle and dealing with pain in order to get to a certain point where you start feeling the pleasure of all the work that you did. You overdose on the pleasure. You overly react to the rewards of being able to take care of yourself at 100 grand a year or 200 grand a year. What are you doing to make sure that you're still struggling, that you're still in pain, that whatever it is that you're doing is still a massive challenge to the individual that you are today so that you're outgrowing your current self? The reason why you feel like shit is because you haven't done shit. You don't have a reference point to say, I'm a fucking badass. And I have that. So you can tell me I'm not a badass, but then I know for myself that I have all these reference points that I can say, you know what? Fuck that person. I am a badass. I've done da 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 da. Right? And so what are you doing to put on your life's resume right now that is an anchor for you of self-esteem, of confidence? If you're not doing anything that's outside of your current self that maybe you didn't think was even possible, but you still got it done anyways, you're probably going to live a life of pain and struggle because you're weak, because you're not willing to hold yourself accountable. You're not willing to put yourself in a controlled, miserable environment to see how you react. You don't even know who the fuck you are. You don't know who you are. You haven't put yourself in enough difficult situations, enough challenges to see what you're about when your brain fucking turns on you, when your brain says, fucking pull back. That's the point when everything matters. That's when you let it know who's in charge. There's a reason why I'm enjoying running so much is because I meet my mind 100% of the time that I go out for a run, and I can extract the bitch to start the day. There you are, motherfucker. I see you. You want me to pull back. You want me to be weak, and you want me to remain the same. Your boy ain't trying to be average. So right when I see you, I already know that that's when the real work begins. The problem is when you see your mind, you usually listen to it. And it sings you sweet lullabies of being able to sit on the couch or go to bed early or take that time off, and those lullabies are working on you. When my brain turns on me, I say, fucking gotcha, dude. I actually purposely came out to find you, and here you are. I'll smile and say, now the work begins. That's why I'm different. I can flat out say I'm different. I have reference points that I can say, I can talk to 1,000 people, they haven't done some of the things that I've done. I'm trying to do the things that put me in a minority group, things that not a lot of people have done. How many people have ran a marathon? Tens and tens and tens of thousands, if not millions and millions of people. How many people have ran 38 miles or 37? I'm running 38 literally in 2 weeks from today. So by the time you guys hear this, it'll be 1 week from the day that this drops. It'll be midnight of July 19th when it's midnight converting to the 20th. The 20th is my birthday. We're going to see 38 miles again. I didn't know if I was going to do it again on my birthday or not, but fuck it. Why not? It was very, very, very challenging, and I call it getting better with age run. I'm proving to myself at 38 I'm better than what I was at 37 because I'm going a little bit further, and I want to do it in a little bit lesser of a time. Regardless, I'm going to find my fucking mind out there. I'm going to find myself at a point where I cannot take another step is what my brain is going to, you can't, like, dude, you did, like, you're cramping, you're this, you're that, you're blisters. It's going to sell me every reason that I possibly can to bitch out. And that's exactly what I'm most excited for, because I need to get familiar with that devil. And the more familiar you are with that devil, the more you have the ability to control it. If you're not putting yourself in those controlled states of struggle or misery, then, and when I do that, I'm expecting to extract the bitch, and I'm expecting for my mind to turn on me, and that's the reason why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it for ease and comfort. I'm doing it for difficult so that I can, again, have another reference point that I'm a badass. And guess what? That's setting a good example and setting a standard in my ecosystem with my friends, with my family, with my coworkers, okay, with society, with you, the listeners. You guys will watch me, and I will set the bar of what is possible when you're committed. And I hope that at one point somebody sees a video, oh man, fuck it, I'm going to start doing something difficult. And if I can live my life by an example to other people, then I'm doing something right. That is being a good friend. That is being a good family member. Set the bar fucking high. Let them know what's possible. And if you're not doing that, and again, you're going to have to do a lot of this shit alone. Not everybody's going to want to go the distance. That I will tell you. If you want to go ask somebody if they want to run 10 miles, go ask 100 of your homies. Or go post it on Facebook. Anybody want to go run 10 miles this weekend? You're probably not going to get a whole lot of people on Facebook to say, I'll do it. And that's exactly why you should fucking do it. Because now you know you're in a very small group. You're in the minority. That's when you now know you're doing something right. If nobody else wants to do it, fucking sign me up. That's where I will create separation, by finding the most difficult shit and doing it just to say I do more than the average person, because to me that fills up my cup. That makes me feel confident. That gives me self-esteem. So cool, you might make good money, but you might have shitty self-esteem because you're great in one area. You know that you're capable of more. You know you could be a better husband, a better father. You know you could be a better wife or a better mother. You know you could be more physically fit. You know you should be picking up the books. You know you should be turning off the fucking TV, but yet you don't do it. You kind of, you know it in the back of your mind, but you don't give that thought enough attention. Why? Because then you would have to put action behind it so you don't feel like shit. And you really don't want to put the action behind it. You just like the feel-good shit, the motivational shit without the action. You're trying to get your dopamine hit through somebody else's experiences. Let me share this with you. Early June, it was like June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th or something like that, was Million Dollar Mastermind Stueman's event that he throws once a year. David Goggins was there. David Goggins was it was going to be a private meeting with Goggins, with anybody that's already a part of Apex or joined Apex or whatever, right? So it wasn't for the public that bought the ticket for the Million Dollar Mastermind. It was only for members of Apex. At lunch, they got to go meet with him, sit with him, hear him speak. I turn over to our homie, Danny Blue, which he'll be on the podcast here within the next like 2 or 3 weeks, because he's coming up from Vegas to run the 38 miles with me. And again, he started running literally that weekend, June 3rd and 4th, at Million Dollar Mastermind. It was his 33rd birthday. Hey, you want to go out with us tonight? I said, you know, I don't fucking do that, bro. Don't put me in that situation. I don't go out for my own fucking birthday. I said, I sent it and did 37 miles last year. So if you want to fucking go for a run for your birthday, let's do it. I'm willing to do that. And so he said, let's do it. So we ran 3 miles to the gym and we got a workout, right? And then I said, dude, you can come run the 38 miles with me or whatever. And he says, I'm down. And so literally within about 6 or 7 weeks from zero running to 38 miles is that's the type of people that you want to surround yourself with that fucking say, that's scary as shit. Let's do it. I was being a good example and a good friend to him in terms of saying, let's go for a run instead of going out. So we went for the run and that led into him now doing 38 miles. So that coincides with the message today of how I started, okay? Being a good friend or a good example to everybody in your ecosystem, doing things so far outside the norm that's just actually mind-boggling that makes them get inspired. Because if I said I was going to go run 5 miles from a, that's not inspiring. Anybody can run fucking 5 miles. You can walk five miles. Not everybody can do 37 or 38 miles. It's a mental battle more so. I mean, it is a physical battle, but the physical turns mental because your body's in such pain that you have to rely on your mind that's turning on you and have to remain in the driver's seat to say, no, we go, 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 go. Anyways, after we did the three-mile run workout, the next day was the Goggins thing. And I turned to Danny Blue and I go, fuck that, bro. Like, why would we go there and sit there to watch somebody talk about them doing great shit when we can fucking dip out and go strap up running shoes and go do our own great shit? Are you getting lost in other people's stories of their greatness? Are you in awe of the things that they're doing, but yet your habits and actions haven't changed at all? Like, what are you doing to become great? Not what are you doing to put yourself in a great environment to be in awe and get a little bit of dopamine and a little bit of motivation to then go home and be the same motherfucker. That was a very empowering moment for both of us to say, you know what? Let's not sit there and listen to a guy talk about how great he is. Let's go start working on our own greatness right now. Like, let's stop the bullshit. Literally, these people will pack in here just to hear a guy talk that puts in fucking work. Think about that. All he has is work ethic. That's it. But yet people are going, they can't wait to go hear what he's got to say because he outworks everybody else. That's it. So you're telling me if I outwork everybody else around me that I could be the guy? That's it? That's what it was in sales. So you're telling me in sales, if I outwork everybody else, I can make fucking more money? Bet. I will bet on me 100% of the time. Put me in a situation with a slight possibility of something great happening. I'll bet on me. And if it has to do with work ethic, I've got that. Let's send it. So I'm looking at all these people that are of greatness and all they really are is of discipline and hard work. That's it. So if I want to be great, I just have to work hard and be disciplined and just do it over a long enough period of time. Fucking bet. So your boy's going to the next level with discipline and consistency, and I'm going to keep biting off challenges. I'm going to keep doing things that are difficult to me that is a controlled misery, so that when the world wants to send me something miserable, I'm far more prepared. When my mind starts turning on me because something's going on in the world, oh, the economy. I can tell my mind, shut the fuck up. You are your own economy. You create your life. Like, who cares what the temperature in the room is? Be the thermostat. Set the temperature in the room. Set the temperature of your life. Don't set the temperature of your life based upon the people that you're around because they're living an average life. They might have a low temperature setting, and that's what most people do is they look around, see what everybody else is doing, what can I get away with, and then they do that. Let's do the minimum and hope for the maximum. Okay, that person's performing at the lowest, so I know my minimum threshold to still have a job is that. I could do that and get away with it. Rather than, okay, what's the top person doing? Okay, they're da-da-da. Well, I'll do just more than that so that I can be that person and set a new standard and a new bar. You have to start adjusting. Either you adjust to the temperature of the room or you set the fucking temperature of the room. Either be the thermostat, okay, and set that temperature or adapt. to what everybody else is fucking doing and become average, become miserable, have struggle, be in pain that you feel as though that you have no control over. If I control the pain and I control the misery, I feel like I'm still 100% in control because this is by choice, which gives me self-confidence. It gives me discipline. It gives me self-esteem. It gives me all of these things that I need to operate at a different level. And every day that I lay down another day of two-a-days, I'm getting more confident. You know, the individuals that want to compete again, I'll see your ass one day. You're going to meet a motherfucker like me that was willing to outwork everybody else. You will meet somebody like me at one point in business, and they're going to run circles around you. So you need to make a commitment right now of an individual that you want to become. Do you want the life that you currently have? Then keep doing what you're currently doing. If you're in misery, if you're in pain and you're dealing with struggle, but it's not because you're pushing yourself to the max, it's because life is beating you up. Life is sending you curveballs. It's creating misery. Well, you shouldn't have been fucking born. Welcome to the club. Everybody will experience struggle and pain on earth. That's just is what it is. It's either controlled or the world is beating you down, right? So you determine your perspective, and your perspective will determine how your life ultimately ends up, right? And so, guys, I hope that that message was exactly what you needed to hear. You know, it was a message that I know I needed to hear at one point. But you're not a good friend if you're not setting a good example of what excellence looks like with your fitness, with your spirituality, with your relationships, with your financial situation. It does not matter what it is. You have to be the individual setting the bar. You have to reconcile that thought and own that and be like, okay, I'm the person that sets the bar and sets the temperature of what's possible with my friends and with my family. And guess what? It's most often the black sheep. It's most often the one that's fucked up the most, that has the most potential to course correct and do something amazing that blows people's mind. I was that person. I was the individual that was the fuck up. I was the one that smoked weed and drank at 13 years old. I'm the one that quit sports about 14 or 15 to go hang out with the party people. I'm the one that didn't even graduate high school on time and had to do packets and pretty much was a super senior. I was the one that got addicted to drugs and had a needle in my arm. I'm the individual that was the biggest fuck up. I was the most hopeless one. And so if you're listening to this and you feel like that maybe some of those things match up, that you're the black sheep or you're the individual that's fucked up, so to speak, is what they say, you're the one with the most potential to actually create change in your ecosystem. Because if the one that's the most fucked up can do it, they have to look internally and say, God, if that person can do it, I should be able to do it. How did they turn their life around? Through sheer willpower, through sheer discipline, sheer exhaustion. If you want to know what the price of greatness is, it is pain. It is exhaustion. You will be tired. You're, in this case, feet sore, legs sore, minds, everything is. But I would rather be physically exhausted and lay my head to rest knowing I've done everything I can to create a new version of myself and set a new standard and set the bar of what's possible than be the individual that's exhausted because my life is so fucking miserable. Think about that. And again, guys, these messages aren't to beat you down. It's to make you think. It's to challenge you. Like, that's what a good friend is there for. I'm here to fucking challenge you. You're better than what your current situation is. Your actions just aren't better than what your current situation is. You're 100% deserving of what you've got, whether that's pain, struggle, or misery. That's your pain, struggle, or misery to figure out. That's your pain, struggle, and misery to get out of. That's not my responsibility. It's a circumstance you've put yourself in. That's a circumstance that you've got to pull yourself out of. Determine whether that's something that you're ready to do. And if it is, make an all-out commitment and be prepared for mass struggle, mass misery, exhaustion, tired, beat down, days that you don't want to do it. And understand when your mind turns on you, that's the day that's the most important. That's the moment that counts the most. That's when discipline is created. That's when willpower happens. That's when you're taking full control of your mind. And if your mind hasn't turned on you yet, you're not getting the gains that you need. You need to go a little bit further until your mind turns on you so that you can let it know who's in control. Other than that, guys, I wish you nothing but the best. Make sure you're rating, reviewing the podcast. Much love. Go out there, challenge yourself, find a new ceiling, do something that the old version of you couldn't or wouldn't do. Peace and love.